Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, and good morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our Savior, we come to you on this holiest of holy days to give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you so much for this day, Lord, that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to get up in it, Lord, with full activity of our limbs, Lord, because it's with you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton for being obedient to God's voice to start the Master's Call. And, oh, my God, look at how strong it has been, almost celebrating 9 years. Nobody but God, hallelujah, could do that. So we thank you for them, Lord, and we ask that you bless them indeed and bless their going out and their coming in the name of Jesus. You know exactly what's going on in their lives. You know what needs to be done. Father, we thank you so much for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that the word that's going to go forth will enrich, enhance, and empower us as we begin our day. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, which is the reason why we're all here on the Master's Call. God, do a mighty work in them as they continue to do mighty things to change lives in your people. Now, God, we lift up the speaker. We thank you so much, oh, God, for the word that's already been downloaded on the speaker, Lord. Father, all of you and none of them as they bring the word, Lord, and that we will not just be hearers of the word, but we will also be doers. And, Lord, thank you so much for Minister Tiffany, who ushered us in with worship this morning. Continue to bless her in a mighty, mighty way, her and her entire family, and continue to watch over her son, Kalon. Father, we give you praise, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, I am going to turn you into the hands of our host on this No One Like Our God Wednesday. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, family, you have just got to know that I truly love me some you. Host, are you there?
I sure am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, Bonita. I can, my sister. Oh, Minister Bonita, God bless you, my sister.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for doing what you do so eloquently, seating and greeting our members, our guests for today, and our Tiffany on the West Coast that gets up so early in the morning with such an angelic voice. And hello, our family. This is the TMC Call, and it's my pleasure to be your host for the next few minutes. My name is Bonita, and I reside here in New Jersey. And we welcome you to this telecommunication sanctuary where we will ask you to have a seat and put your spiritual seatbelt on and pull out your tool, Bible, which is the basic instruction before leaving this earth, and get prepared for the word that's going to come forth this morning, as it's been tagged from my beautiful sister, Minister Willa, who knows I love her over the moon and back. This call was established October 2010 by two awesome women of God, Drs. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Vanessa Weberspoon, who decided that the scripture that would be used would be Psalms 88:13. But to you, O Lord, I cried out. But to you, I cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. They stuck it together, and we are about to start our new celebration this October. So get prepared. That's what's going to come forth, because it's going to enrich, enhance, and empower you as you believe each day. The website that we use, that all the messages are on, is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can go there and and get all the bios of any of the speakers back from the beginning when we first started, even the speaker of today, because I want to make sure I give this awesome woman of God ample amount of time that's going to come forth and just feed you this morning. We stand on a theme of 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, collectively and corporately will clearly be seen. Amen. If you believe you have been led of the Lord to become a part of our team, please feel free to send an email to Minister Henry Terrell or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. You can, if you are a singer, and I'm going to tell you that's not what I do, but if you want to be on our praise and worship team, if you want to greet, if you want to host, or if you have something that you want to share that the Lord has put on your heart, please send an email there, and one of those awesome women will get back to you. We come together, many of us, by a company named Artists International, which has now been renamed Artist Life. This company has many great products, health and wellness products, and if you don't know anything about Ardyss, A-R-D-Y-S-S, please get back to the person that invited you to this call, or you can send an email to that info@themasterscall.net, and you'll get some more information there. Immediately after this call is the new morning motivational call. And today is Wednesday, right? So today, just bear with me, family. Okay, today is Wednesday. And let's see what's going on today. Today is Awareness Wednesday, right? Today is Awareness Wednesday. Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan will be giving some awesome news. So immediately after this call, tune in to 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. Now, if you are being charged by one of your carriers impolitely, we do have a bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. That will avoid any of those nasty charges. Again, it's 716-293-9707. Okay, here we go with the meat of this call. This is my sister. See, I can speak to her personally because she too is from New Jersey. But, you know, I've known her for almost 10 years. Praise God. Minister Robin, we've been at the hip. We met and hugged on each other at a conference here in Newark, New Jersey, where we took a picture. It was, what was it called? The Kings of Artists, right? And, right, Robin? The Kings of Artists. And I still owe you that $3, right? It's $4. I forget, Robin. I love this woman because you know what? She puts on the full armor of God when she comes before us. She has a heart that is humongous. She's very active in her church. I can go on and on about her bio, which I am looking at. I just want to get, oh, she stands on Matthew 6 and 13. She is, she does ministries outreach. I'm not going to read what is written. What I'm going to suggest that you do is go to that website, read about Robin Wilson, because this woman, we took a picture. It was, Pastor Everett, right? I think it was Pastor Everett. I know it was Dr. PK. It was Robin and myself. I still got that picture, y'all. I love this woman. So get prepared. Put your spiritual seatbelt on. Buckle up. Open up your mind. Clear your heart. There is going to be a word that's going to come forth this morning that's going to knock your socks off. Minister Robin, you know I love you, sister. Come on, give it to us. Come on.
I so love you. I still have that picture too Thank you so much, Minister Bonita. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, so much for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you, my Minister Willa, who I love dearly. Oh, my goodness. And this is Yom Kippur, also known as the Sabbath of Sabbaths. Mother Oliver, just as Dr. PK said, we are going to wish you happy birthday every single day. Yours is approaching. God bless you. And to the co-founders of this call, I so love you. I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being faithful to our King. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for all you do for each and every one of us, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I so love you. And to the great I am, my Lord, my Savior, my God, my King, Lord, I thank you for trusting me. I thank you that the words that I speak, Lord God, as you've given them to me, it will change people. It will encourage people. It will keep them and let them know that you are faithful. You are faithful to everything that you've said to us. And I thank you over and over again, and I'll never stop thanking you in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, today we're going to start part one. And when I come back, I'll just continue as I'm led. But today's message, as God has been saying to me and just bringing back to my remembrance and teaching me and encouraging me, the title is Enjoying God's Rest. And I want to thank you all for your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are enjoying God's rest. He desires that we enjoy his rest continually, on a continual basis. And it's not only available when we go to heaven. And that's what he said to me. It's not only available, my daughter, when you go to heaven, but he desires for us to enjoy it now here on earth. And in Matthew 11, verse 28, and you can even read further than that, but Jesus, he gave us an invitation, and that invitation had a promise. And he said, come to me, all you who are labor, all you who labor, and if you are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will give you rest, whether it be from burdens that you're carrying, whether it's from fear, whether it's from worries, whether it's from doubt, whether it's from worries and concerns about the future, even if it's from guilt, even if it's from shame, the Lord is saying to us, come to him, and he will give us rest. We can participate. We can be one of the participants of this rest that God has promised us every single day of our lives, not just one day, but every single day, not just when we're going to heaven, but here on earth, we want to just enter and enjoy his rest. And as he desires that, the first one, enjoying that rest, it's going to be rest from fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And as I look at my dad, and as I continue to speak the word over all of your prayer requests, I say, Father, I thank you. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we speak your word over these prayer requests, and we decree and we declare. We're not moved but by what we see or what we heard. We know that your word is going to go forward, and your word is accomplishing every single thing that we decreed it, every single thing that we decreed it to do. Thank you, Father, for bringing that baby home. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness. So he desires us to enjoy that rest,
rest from all fears, even when H-E-L-L breaks loose. That's right. I spelled it. And I know I can say it too. Even when hell breaks loose, you can still enjoy his rest in the natural. You don't have to respond to any type of fear, any type of worry when all these things go wrong and we planned it out, or even when we didn't plan it out, you don't have to be concerned about it. As a child of God, our response is to continue to enjoy his rest. And I know I keep saying it over and over, but that's what he keeps saying. Enjoy my rest. Enjoy my rest. Rest from all these things. Rest from fear. You don't have to be fearful. And if you read Mark 4, we're going to start in verse 35. And when you think about it, when Jesus and all the disciples were with him and they were on the boat, there was a windstorm, and I think of that windstorm, and I was talking to my dad about this. All of a sudden, they got all these storms going on, and this is how I pictured it, because I can be dramatic. And I'm like, yep, that's probably exactly the way it was. So all these storms were going back and forth. Think about the storms that are going back and forth in your life, your friend's life, your family life, your coworker's life, you know, no matter somebody's life, all types of storms. And they arose, and the waves, they beat into the boat. It was going back and forth, thunder and lightning. You just imagine. So they were already filled with fear. But while they were in this fear and this anguish that was around them, and they can hear it, and they can see it, and they can feel it, they were looking at our king. They were looking at Jesus, and they were saying, oh, my gosh. You know, they were probably whispering and saying, oh, my gosh, what is he doing? What was he doing? He was resting. He was still. He was in a stern asleep on a pillow. Glory to God. You go, Lord, sleeping. And we would be boggled. Our mind would be like, OMG. Oh, snap, what's happening? He wasn't, not at all. And we say, how can someone sleep peacefully when there's so much chaos and disorder going around? And you're probably saying, or your friends are probably saying, or people may be saying, or your family may be saying, how can they be so calm and peaceful when the doctor says, when my bank account looks like, when this one is not home, when my spouse, you fill in the blanks, when my children, when my business, how can they be so peaceful when all this chaos and all this disorder is going around? Enter, enter, enter into his rest. So the storm, it was threatening. They thought they were probably going to die. Jesus was still sleeping. They were in anguish. They were trying to wake him up and say, Lord, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care? We're going to die. Lord, don't you care? Are we saying, did we say, or do we say, Lord, don't you care about my situation? Don't you care about the doctor's report? Don't you care that I'm all by myself? Don't you care that my spouse, whatever? Don't you care my children, whatever? Don't you care about my business? Don't you care about my checkbook? Don't you care about my bank account? Again, you fill in the blank. Lord, don't you care? Lord, carest thou not? Don't you care all this wind, all these storms? Look what's going to happen. The boat is going back and forth. It's going to tilt. We're going to drown. We're going to die. But the Lord arose. He arose and he rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, peace, be still. Glory to God. I say, peace, be still in the mighty name of Jesus. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Lord, we thank you for the great calm Lord, we thank you that we are entering into your rest. Lord, we thank you that we have rest from all fear. So, Lord, today and every day here on earth, as it is in heaven, we rest knowing that you got us. We rest knowing that you said it in your word. We rest knowing, Lord God, that you said in Jeremiah 9:24, let the one who boasts about this thing, and that's us, that they have an understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. So, Lord, thank you for sanctifying us through your truth, through your word, which is true, because you are not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of God, neither the Son of Man, Lord, that you should repent. You said it. It is going to be done. You spoke it, Lord God, and we believe it, Lord. We're not going to be moved by anything that we see. We know that you are going to make it good in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much on this holy day of Yom Kippur. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Okay, thank you for unmute. Praise God. My sister, can you hear me?
I can.
Praise God. Girl, you know you knocked it out the box again. Yes, I told your sister is hot. She's on fire. So I'm going to encourage you to do what I asked you to do and go back and, sis, you know you're going to come back and do the benediction, so just get prepared for some more word for us. But she is on fire. And as you were telling me to rest, because, see, I take it personal. I take the message real personal. God put it on my heart. Rest. Remember, each setup is a testimony. So anything that we are going through, it's just a testimony. And like the sister said, you know what? We are powerless. God got this. Be still. Peter was like, man, come on, you know what's going on. He was like, I knew it was going to happen before it even happened. So relax yourself. Let me close out this call so we can get the benediction. So like I told you, the new morning motivational call is immediately after this call, 712-770-4005, and the pin is 294617#. Go ahead and dial into that call right after you get the benediction from my sister. Yes. And again, I want to thank the praise and worship team, my minister Tiffany out of the West Coast, and my Willa, love you, who just graciously seated and greeted us. And I'm going to say happy birthday. You know I love you, my mother. Oh, my goodness. She is, I just can't. Mother Oliver is just off the chain. We love her. We love our mothers, right? We love our mothers. My mother transitioned 2017. But you know what? Like Minister Robin just gave, just rest in the peace. Just rest in peace. She's resting, you guys. So I'm going to We're going to pray over our prayer requests. Then we are going to ask our minister Robin to come on back and give us our benediction. Father God, we come before you this day, this Wednesday, a day that you knew was coming, Father, that we did not know was in the midst for us. So we thank you, Father. We want to first start out and say thank you for this day that you knew was coming. Father, we ask you to keep Minister Robin, put back in her all that she just gave us, Father, that she just poured out her heart and just encouraged us to know that you got this, and that we just need to rest, and we will learn how to rest in you, Father, and give you the steering wheel. Stop trying to run stuff, Father. We're going to just let you be the great I am. Father God, we thank you, first of all, the thank you list cannot just stop. We just thank you for finding that little baby girl. We ask you to keep an eye on that other miss. There are so many missing children, Father. Please, Father, just keep them. We thank you for the babies of Jude and our baby T, Father, that we hear so many encouraging stories, that you be in those hospitals, Father, with those children, because they have such a joy on their face that some of us just can't understand, because they already know. Out of the mouth of babe, Father, we will be led. Your children, your baby children, are encouraging us on how to do this thing which we call walking with you. Father God, we know there are many of you, many of us on this line that stand in the need, that just like we got ministered to, Father, just rest and relax, and to hear your voice, to just tune, dial into that channel that says the Almighty. Dial into that channel and listen and just know that you have never, ever left us. Father God, we don't take anything lightly. We thank you for things that you have kept us from, that we woke up this morning, things that you will keep us through this day. Father, we know the enemy is after us, but guess what? We are going to put on that armor of God. We're going to put it on. We're going to put a smile on our face, knowing that the great I am has got our back, our front, our side, our up and our down. We are definitely covered. Father God, we thank you for the word, and we appreciate every little thing that you do, big, small, and medium-sized. Father God, we just have this prayer in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, family, my name is Bonita. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to again thank our praise and worship, Minister Tiffany. I'm going to again thank our sister Willa. And we appreciate each and every one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. This is our telecommunication sanctuary. One more time, if you didn't write this down, immediately after this call is our new motivational call at 712-432-4005, and the PIN is 294617 pound. And a very important number is, I know you want to share what you just heard. Encourage somebody to know, just rest, just relax. Know that the gray iron got you. That playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is the same, 957677 pound. Go ahead and share somebody, bless somebody with this number, because my minister just set it off this morning. Go ahead, Minister Robin. Come on back with the benediction, my sister.
Amen. I love you, Minister Benita. Thank you so much, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Minister Willa. Lord, we thank you, and we're not going to be anxious for anything, but everything, we prayed, we brought our supplications to you with thanksgiving. We made those requests known unto you, Lord, and we have your peace that surpasses all understanding, God in our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. You are Elohim. You are holy and righteous, and you are good. You are perfect. You are true. You are love. You are the great I am, and we are going to enter into your rest here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.